Welcome to Gartner Voice, an open forum where Gartner analysts share their insight and expertise on current issues in business and technology. This podcast was recorded live and does not constitute published Gartner research.
Welcome to Gartner Voice. I'm Richard Fouts at Gartner for Business Leaders, where we advise executives in marketing and sales. And today we're talking about the customer experience. Now, this is hardly a new topic, and it was long a discipline before the internet. But designing an experience between sellers and buyers is changing, especially now with social networks where customers bring in other customers to their experience. They invite prospects into their experience or friends or family or colleagues, which has made the customer experience much more complex and much more difficult to control. And maybe we shouldn't try to control it. But to address some of these issues and questions about how the digital experience is changing is my guest, Laura McFarlane, Vice President of Marketing Strategy at Sapient Nitro. Laura is a digital marketing expert who has worked with companies as varied as Coca-Cola, MTV, and Texaco to IT providers such as Compaq and Epson. Welcome to Gartner Voice, Laura.
Hello, Richard. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Laura, before we get into the digital experience, I wanted to ask you a couple of more general questions about experience. First of all, what are the basic elements of any good experience? What makes us want to talk about an experience and to share it with others?
Well, I think it's interesting we look at how technology disrupted or made experience so much more complex. But still, at the end of the day, I think there are some real fundamental elements of any good experience. And the first thing you obviously have to think about is, well, is it useful? Does it offer benefit to both the brand and the consumer? And of course, if it's of any use, we're thinking about, is it relevant and appropriate? And so that also means, is it a timely experience? Is that content the right content to be delivered up at that moment? So I think what we need to do is understanding if it's useful is really have a deep understanding of the user's journey to their objective. And of course, another critical component is it easy to use? And that's really, does it make you want to engage? How does the content, even the look and the feel of it, actually invite you in? And that's really about sort of combination of knowing what's the right content to deliver and what's the right context.
Let's talk about the people that actually design these experiences. When I've been at Sapient Nitro in the past, I've met such interesting people at your company that actually are responsible for designing these experiences, and they have titles like UX designer or experience designer. What types of background does a design engineer typically have, and how are they different from other types of designers?
Well, I think UX designers, it's really about sort of very user-centered design. From the UX designer point of view, it's deep research into a user needs and being able to extrapolate those user needs from a particular environment. So a UX designer tends to focus much more on the kind of functionality and achieving particular goals within the context of a website. So we're thinking about wireframes and content flow. Whereas experienced designers, a lot of that is about thinking about content and its use within a particular context. So the environment and the relative needs of that particular audience or consumer are really dependent on that context. So if you think about what that actually means, it's much more of a kind of a 3D lens for experienced design, much deeper in terms of ethnographic research to understand how we might engage with a consumer across a consumer journey. So I would think about it as understanding holistic experiences for experienced designers and figuring out how to stitch experiences into the fabric of consumers' lives.
Well, talking about the fabric of the consumer's lives, we're seeing a major change happen now online. And as I mentioned in the introduction, this experience we have between consumers and sellers has now really just exploded because now we've got social networks. So how does the job of the experience designer change as we spend more time on social networks and we bring more people into our experience?
Yeah, I mean, this is completely fascinating because I think what we really need to understand is that all experience design has to be looked at through this sort of new lens of social, shared, and extended experiences. So it's got huge implications for how we think about creating content. one of the things I think is really important is people have tended to, if they think about social as almost like a separate element, whereas what we need to do is really think about it. It's more a way of thinking, and it's a way of enabling certain kinds of behaviors. So traditional UX standards now need to look at a much broader context than just, say, a website itself. It's almost like, I don't know if you're familiar with the notion of kind of media propagation planning, which is about how do you plan media in a social world. And what you're really doing is you have to start planning for, bearing in mind that your primary audience is going to extend your content and your reach. So you're not just designing for your immediate audience, but you're thinking about how that content and information comport elsewhere. So really, when enabling desirable behaviors that people actually want to do, and what we need to do is make sure that we leave enough space in the actual experience that we're designing and understand how people will take that content and will share it. But that's a whole sort of other aspect that needs to now be factored in, is leaving enough room, understanding the control of the content isn't always going to be held within the framework of the website itself.
Well, that sounds like good news. If we can motivate people to share an experience, we'll get even more impressions from a marketer perspective. Because you have such deep background in consumer marketing, you spent years at Saatchi & Saatchi, and you've done a lot of work with some of these large consumer brands like Coca-Cola. And now at your work at Sapient Nitro, you've worked a lot with business-to-business marketers. And where you could help me out is this next question. I'm dying to hear your point of view here. Because when I see what consumer marketers do, I think a lot of their practices can apply to what business-to-business marketers do. B2B marketers push back, though, and they say, no, consumer marketers are really much different. What they do does not have that much relevance to what I do, because I do things that are much further up the value chain. I sell products that have much more complex buying cycles, and they flat out reject what consumer marketers do. I understand that some of that may not be relevant, but shouldn't some of the things that consumer marketers are doing get more attention in the B2B marketing world?
You know, this question comes up a lot, and I think the thing that's really interesting is I don't know why people seem to think that B2B audiences seem to be another race from a different planet, but of course, in actual fact, B2B people are consumers too, and we need to understand as much as anything, it really still the same things apply. We need to understand the context in which that consumer is engaging with the content. And in the case of B2B, the context is really the business environment. So we need to sort of understand the ecosystem or the actual infrastructure or the business organization that they sit in, understand the context, understand stakeholders, understand sales connections. So you've got to map out the B2B environment as much as you would map out a consumer's own ecosystem or own environment that you're as a brand trying to engage with them in. And I think focusing again around business goals and desirable behaviors, we can do that if we have a good understanding of the business context, the business environment, understanding who the stakeholders and the influencers actually are. And then understanding too that you can reach your B2B audiences, not just where they live and play. You can target the content and the messaging to make it more relevant to them. But I think that's a really important factor to remember. You need to understand the business context and treat that the way you would a consumer context. Another thing that's important is people assume that there's no emotion in the business-to-business experience. But in actual fact, emotional and personal motivations of business-to-business audience are very, very important too. So I think that's one of the key things. And the other thing that consumer marketers tend to do is they're much more iterative about your whole experience. And I think there's a real lost opportunity with B2B. They tend to think of it as more static, as more complex, as more hard-bound. But, of course, as I said at the beginning, you know, B2B consumers are humans, too.
Well, I'm glad I'm not crazy, Laura, because I get that question, and I'm glad you're getting it, too. So I think you've made some good points here. Just because we're B2B buyers doesn't mean we don't have a buying experience that needs to be charted out. We certainly have context. I think it's interesting you bring up this aspect of emotion. Clearly, consumer marketers tap into emotion, but anyone who's worked in business knows that these sales can get very emotional. And, of course, iterative is always important. We are just about out of time here, but I want to really thank you for your insight and sharing some of your experiences and insight into this topic of the experience. One last question for you. If you were to impart one piece of advice to marketers who are very serious about crafting a superior digital experience, what would it be?
The key thing would be put your mind inside the head of the consumer or audience and really explore the world from their perspective. And that really, it means context is everything. And, of course, data is the big integrator. So I think one of the key things would be understanding the importance of data and how that informs experience. That's not quite one thing. That's three. But
well, I think you bring up a good point there. And it comes back to this idea of commonality between consumers and B2B, and that is you've got to understand the context of the buyer. So much marketing I see is being communicated to what I call the faceless enterprise. We talk about the benefits the enterprise will experience if you buy my solution, when in fact there are individuals in roles that have a job to do. And if you can appeal to that, you can certainly appeal to the experience. Well, thank you very much, Laura, for your time today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Richard.
The views expressed are those of the participating analysts only. If you would like more information about podcasts or your Gartner for IT Leaders program, please contact your account executive or send an email to GartnerLeaders@Gartner.com. Thank you for listening.